In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Fard Muhammad, to whom praise belongs forever. I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, Messiah. I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their divine warner, reminder, and servant among us. I greet you in the greeting words of peace, as we say it in the Arabic language, Faisalamu Alaikum. On behalf of the Nation of Islam, on behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we welcome each and every one of you for being with us on this beautiful Sunday morning as we offer the life-giving, the life-saving, and the life-altering teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We invite each and every person to learn more about themselves. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that we must have a knowledge of ourselves. And in learning of ourselves, we learn of God, and we also learn of our enemies. We must have a knowledge of self because this world demonstrates that we don't know who we are. We're living the life of beasts, the murders, the thievery, the rape, the wars, all manifest that we're not living in the divine mind that God desires for us. It demonstrates that we need something new. And as the scripture says, that he makes all things new. But it can't be made new until a new man is demonstrated in front of us. And we believe that that new man is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We believe that that new man is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So as the Holy Quran says, that a messenger, a warner, and a prophet have been sent to every nation, we believe that Allah has blessed us, Allah has favored us, and Allah has shown us mercy to send us a messenger and to send us a warner in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That if we as humanity follow their guidelines, follow their wisdom, follow their teachings, that just maybe Allah would spare us and give us mercy and give us a blessing and make our lives successful. So today we offer this teaching to all of humanity that you might hold fast to what you hear today, that we might find salvation in the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, please help me as I bring to the podium Brother Samad Muhammad.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Ever-Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I would like to greet you in the greeting words of peace. We say it in the Arabic language, Assalamu Alaikum. Brothers and sisters, I would like to begin by thanking the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his National Assistant, Student Minister Ismail Muhammad, for the privilege and the opportunity to have a few words to bear witness to the power and the majesty of the life-giving teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It is always a privilege and an honor to be before the people of God. Approximately 1 year ago today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan delivered the life-changing message of the Criterion, a message full of divine warning, a message full of divine love and mercy for all of humanity. Brothers and sisters, in this message, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan warned us against the experimental vaccine being produced by Big Pharma. He warned us regarding the municipalities, cities, and towns reopening to full capacity in some places. And he advised for us as private citizens to keep our mask on and maintain our social distancing no matter what our local government may tell us. Brothers and sisters, in just 1 year's time, let's look at the numbers as it relates to the vaccine, which the minister told us would not be effective against this COVID-19 virus. And the proof is now here. Just as the scriptures in Deuteronomy say that if a prophet comes and speaks to you and says that it is of God and it does not come to pass, then you should not fear him. But if what he speaks does come to pass, then you know that that prophet or that messenger is bringing you word from God. Well, in just 1 year's time, the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan are doing more than ringing true, but they are exposing the fact that Satan is a liar. On July 16, 2021, the CDC, through their vaccine adverse event reporting system, said that 11,405 deaths occurred and they were vaccine related. 36,117 vaccine related hospitalizations, 62,339 vaccine related urgent care visits, 10,224 life threatening conditions all related to vaccines, 2,487 cases of anaphylaxis, 3,000 cases of Bell's palsy, 4,381 heart attacks, 1,172 miscarriages. The CNBC news station reports that 74% of the people who were infected during the July 30th Massachusetts breakthrough outbreak of COVID, which means that the people who contracted the virus were fully vaccinated, they said that 74% of those people had taken the experimental vaccine. 20,958 allergic reactions, 11,221 disabled persons, a total of 85,635 doctor's office visits. Does this sound like the vaccine is working? Or does it sound like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was absolutely correct when he said that scholarship from hell cannot handle a pestilence from heaven? Let's keep moving, brothers and sisters. On July 16th, same day, CNN reports that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has warned that people who are immunocompromised or have the comorbidities or preconditions that make you more susceptible to the virus, that these people are encouraged to take precautions, and that people who are immunocompromised should be counseled about the potential for reduced immune responses. This means an ineffective response of your immune system. Your immune system is not able to fight the virus. They're saying that this is possible whether you are vaccinated or not, and that the people who have the COVID-19 vaccines should still follow the current prevention measures, including wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart from others they do not live with, and avoiding crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Now, this is only July 16th, brothers and sisters, and 2 weeks later, here in the city of Chicago, on the first day of the Lollapalooza Music Festival, we allowed, not we, but the city of Chicago allowed for 120,000 of its private citizens between the ages of 15 and 35 to gather unmasked. All they needed to do was present proof of vaccination, a vaccine which now the CDC is saying is not effective. So why was that mass gathering even allowed? Brothers and sisters, again, I remind you of the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He said that this virus is a pestilence from heaven. He said that the scientists of this world will not solve it. America will not solve it. He said that the scholarship from hell can't deal with the pestilence from heaven, but if you want to stop it, you will have to go to heaven. He said that there has to be a natural connection between heaven and earth, and once that connection is broken, heaven does not suffer, but it is the earth that suffers. Brothers and sisters, our connection, the people's connection to the life-giving teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has been severed by this enemy and has been interfered with by this enemy, by them ridiculing God's man, by them mocking God's man. So when you hear the name of Elijah Muhammad, you don't hearken unto his teachings. But here I hold two books, How to Eat to Live, Book 1, Book 2. These two books are the only preventative medicine you need against the comorbidities. These two books are the only preventative medicine that you need against the preconditions of COVID-19. They say that people who suffer from diabetes and hypertension are most at risk. But these conditions, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has volumes about these conditions. I want to take just one moment as we prepare to bring up our next presenter. I want to read from the table of contents of this beautiful book, which on the cover you see it says, "From God in Person." If that's not scholarship from heaven, I don't know what else is. But let's keep moving. Look at what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that he can teach us on from God. A return to a long life. How to keep food from hurting us. Meat is against life. These are just some of the subject matters that he covers in this book. Doctors, sickness, and health. You cannot replace the stomach. You do not need drugs and medicine if you live right. Medical teaching is based on eating 3 meals a day, which is against life. Many ailments can be cured. Not always the doctor, not always the drugstore. You see, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was presenting this to us over 40, 60 years ago. Brothers and sisters, whatever it is that they come with today, it is not going to beat something that comes from God in person. Whatever it is that they are offering to us as a solution, clearly and publicly, it's showing that it is not effective. I have some more statistics, brothers and sisters, that I can share with you all today. 35,000 vaccinated persons a week contract the COVID-19 virus, according to CBS News. The vaccine is failing publicly, brothers and sisters. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan made a public declaration that this vaccine would not be effective against the virus, and then Allah made a public demonstration to prove his man and show that the enemy was incorrect. Brothers and sisters, we have to know that this comes from a position of love. We have to know that Allah's servant does not have anything other than our best interest at heart. So, brothers and sisters, I say to you, as the scripture says, hearken unto the voice of the Lord, and make sure that you pay close attention to our keynote presenter today, because he's going to take you deeper into these life-giving teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He's going to take you deeper into this life-saving message, brothers and sisters. I ask that you open up your heart, open up your minds and your ears, and receive our keynote presenter today with an open spirit and a spirit to learn. Please, brothers and sisters, with a warm round of applause, bring up our next presenter, Sister Tahira Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I greet all of those of you who are watching all across the world via webcast in the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. I want to first thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his national assistant, Student Minister Ismail Muhammad, for allowing me this opportunity to speak on this rostrum. I am grateful that Allah has given through his messenger a platform in which I could come before you and bear witness to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And gratitude is what I wanted to briefly talk about today. Gratitude, brothers and sisters, is one of the greatest displays of devotion. Gratitude and love ignites our dutiful nature. Gratitude aids in making our word bond. In the Holy Quran, Allah tells us that only those who are grateful to him truly worship him. In Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, "And be grateful to Allah if it is him you worship." But sometimes things happen and hardships come up in our lives that breeds ingratitude. And I'm talking to myself first. When we become ungrateful and we become sad or depressed because of hardships that come into our life, we become woe is me. And again, I'm talking to myself first. We mope around and begin to ask God why. Some of us become depressed when we're not happy with our current state of life. And when we become depressed, then comes the inactivity and lack of duty to first our God and ourselves and then to others. So now we lack spirit, and we have no energy for the mosque and to tune in to our Sunday mosque meeting. When every day we wake up with life, we should be thanking Allah. And what better way is there than to thank Allah by showing up and tuning in and feeding on the word of God? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, "The root of ingratitude is humbleness of heart." to be able to appreciate every little thing that is done to enhance your growth. So if it is a trial, it is there to enhance your growth. We should be there saying, thank you, Allah. I know there is something that I can get out of this. Brothers and sisters, we are living in a time where this disease, also known as the COVID-19 virus, has plagued the entire world. This pandemic has stripped the world of life as we know it. We've lost people, businesses, homes, jobs, and properties. The world took a hit, and some places weren't able to revive. So we know this is not an easy time, but Allah gave you and I a chance to return to our home. The Nation of Islam is standing strong, and we are here every Sunday. So get up, tune in, and show God that you are grateful to be alive, that you are grateful Allah said you and I get another chance to redeem ourselves. We can tune in every Sunday and get our spiritual recharge. It's the 21st century. We all have cell phones, right? And if that phone dies or is running low on battery, in order to recharge it, what do you have to do? You have to connect it to the source. That gives it the energy it needs in order to function properly. And we make sure we put our phones on the charger every day. But how often do we connect to our source? So now we must fight it. Whatever it is holding us back, fight and get up. I know we aren't all used to getting up early anymore. No, we'd rather go for Sunday brunch. Well, let me tell you something. You have an entire 5-course meal and then some when you feed on the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So can we show our devotion and make our word bond? No one forced us to say that we bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger. And what better way to show that we believe that and then to do our due diligence to him as he continues to do with us. He gives us mercy after mercy. And we have that mercy with us today in our midst in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And in order to show our duty, it's really such a small thing that is really going to enhance us. Feed on the spiritual word, brothers and sisters, and help to do the work of God. Assalamu alaikum.
Brothers and sisters, and coming behind Sister Tahira Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says, in terms of how do we traverse these difficult times? How do we handle the mountains that appear to be too big to climb? He says, and I quote, all you have to do is have faith and go to work. Minister says that his universe, Allah's universe, cannot hold back from you what he created the universe to give you. Have faith. In Ephesians, it says that for by grace are we saved. Through his faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For we are his workmanship. We are the work of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We are the effort of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We are produced by the faith of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We talk too much about science. We talk too much about other treatments. We don't talk enough about God. No matter what we're going through, call God. Call Allah. Pray to Allah. Hold fast to God. And Allah alone can get us through whatever the difficulty, happy or sad. Allah is there when no one else can be there for you. These are the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that makes us to know that there is no God but Allah. And Allah is his messenger. Brothers and sisters, please help me as I bring to this podium student minister Abel Muhammad.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Fard Muhammad. And I'm eternally grateful for his coming and for his choosing and raising up of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I am just ecstatic and overjoyed that From that meeting of those two human beings, Master Fahd Muhammad and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, was produced a man who we are blessed to have still in our midst in 2021. A man who has for over six decades now labored for his Lord. A man who is my teacher, my spiritual father, and saved me from a life that really couldn't even be called a life. He saved me from that which had no point and no purpose, but only difficulty, brokenness, and disrepair. I will forever be thankful for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It's in their names that I greet you this morning in the greeting words of peace, which we say in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. And I want to start this morning by giving thanks to Allah for coming and for raising the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for us and for giving to us today guidance through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I have to add personally thanks to our brother, the National Assistant to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Student Minister Ishmael Muhammad, who has been tirelessly delivering the word for not just the last 3 weeks or the last year, but a couple of decades now that he has been here in Chicago at Mosque Mariam, and I'm honored by his invitation to speak to you this morning and give us a word which, if it be the will of Allah, will help us in this time. No one can deny, brothers and sisters, and it's written in the scriptures, that we're living in a great time of trouble. Time, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, tells us that there is a term or a period where certain actions are going to take place and certain guidance has to be given in that time period to those who would seek guidance. Trouble, a time of trouble. Well, most of us are experiencing some kind of trouble in a world like this, but the dictionary defines the word trouble as the quality or state of being troubled, especially mentally. It means public unrest, disorder, or disturbance. A state or condition of distress, annoyance, or difficulty. It means problems. If this is a time of trouble, and it is, then we want to be able to get through this time successfully. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says to us and teaches us from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that the greatest gift that we could have at a time like this is guidance. The most precious gift to any government and people today is right guidance. Well, what is guidance? Guidance is something that provides direction or advice to a decision or course of action. We are here today to give you guidance from Allah through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that if we heed the guidance, it will allow us to make the right decisions for our lives, for the lives of our children, for the lives of our cities and the lives of our country, and for the life of this world. For all life today is in trouble. The scriptures, when describing this time, the prophet Daniel described it as a time such as there had never been before. And Jesus, in the 24th chapter of Matthew, as he's speaking of these times of trouble, said that we would hear of wars and rumors of wars nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there would be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. But he says that this is just the beginning of sorrows. And he tells those who were listening, don't be troubled. All of these things must come to pass. This is describing trouble, the time, wars, battles, fights, conflict. Conflict. A conflict is a mental struggle resulting from incompatible or opposing needs, drives, wishes, or external or internal demands. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says that when people are conflicted, where their own personal fears, their personal needs cause them to mix truth with falsehood, or not speak straight words to those in power, and even to their own people, then those kinds of persons who think more of their own personal security than for the good of a people and a nation and a world, these are enemies masquerading as friends. Everywhere we look today, conflict. If you turn on social media, constant conflict. Not only conflict on what we should do with our lives, how we should protect ourselves in a time of a world pandemic. Should we get a vaccine or not? Should we wear a mask or not? Is it real or not? Conflicting and opposing ideas that are not compatible with one another. In a time like this, with such confusion in the midst of conflict, it is difficult for us at times to tell our friends from our enemies. And we can make the mistake of thinking that someone who is an enemy is a friend and follow their advice, follow their suggestion, and it doesn't lead us in the direction that a real friend would. What we need today is a real friend, a true friend, to tell us not what tickles our ear or makes us feel good, but to tell us the truth. We need somebody who knows better than us, knows the truth, and is willing to tell us the truth of the time and the truth of what must be done. There is no greater friendship than the friendship of Almighty God Allah, the best knower in a time of conflict and confusion. Well, what is a friend? Maybe if we knew the characteristics of a friend, we would better be able to discern who are true and who are false, which is the real and which is the fake. A friend is someone we can rely on. A friend is someone that we trust, so when they give us counsel, we follow the counsel. When we ask our friend a question, it may be as simple as, how do I look? We're trusting them because we're not sure ourselves. We're trusting that they as a friend, they as one who's attached to us, affectionate to us, one who is not hostile to us, who's a favored companion, that they would not lie to us and hurt us. They wouldn't want us to go outside looking other than ourselves. So when we ask somebody, how do I look? Was that okay? Did I sound okay? Am I doing okay? When we ask them for their counsel, when we ask them for their input, we're trusting that out of a connection and a love, we can rely on them and count on them to tell us not what we want to hear, but what we need to hear. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes in his monumental book, Our Savior Has Arrived. He says on page 148 of that magnificent book that of all friendships of friends and relations. There is no friendship that is equal to the friendship of Allah God. To have Allah God as our friend, we have a place of refuge. We have a shelter from the great stormy tempest of the wicked. In a time of war and rumors of war, a time of conflict, we need to know who we can trust, who and where we can go to for refuge and shelter from not only the storms in the atmosphere, but the storms within ourself of confusion and conflict, because we don't know who to trust, it seems like today. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad continues in Our Savior Has Arrived, saying, concerning faith in Allah God, the Bible teaches you and I that Allah God met Abraham, and upon submission, he was able to get the honor of being the friend of God, because Abraham submitted to do the will of Allah God. The history of Abraham, says the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is the history of all of the righteous who submit to do the will of Allah God. They are successful. From Noah to Muhammad, the righteous have triumphed over their enemies. What did Abraham do? What did the prophets from Noah to Muhammad do that allowed them to triumph over their enemies and be successful? All of those men were raised by God. When people and humanity was off course and lost, and he raised them out of his love and desire to want to see human beings correct their behavior. He, Allah God, like a true friend, teaches a human being, guides that one, and sends them as a friend and helper from himself down to where the people are and down to where they need him and his guidance. In the scriptures of Bible and Quran, but in particular in this magnificent book, the Holy Quran, the book of guidance for the righteous, prophets are mentioned often. Many of those that you hear and read about in the Bible, but also others which are not mentioned in the Bible. And we're told of how Almighty God, Allah, raises these human beings, prophets and messengers, and sends them to people to give them guidance and warning. Abraham, the friend of Allah, he challenged the idolaters of his time. He was not afraid. He sought the friendship of Allah above the friendship of kings and rulers, and to be popular, he would rather be popular with the one God, Allah, than with the many who had deviated. Jesus is raised to give a message of correction, of atonement, of repentance, to bring the people back out of self-righteous hypocrisy and to give them back friendship from Allah, that they may be true vessels and heirs of his promise. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and all the worthy servants of Allah, he's raised up to give to the tribes that were divided, the people who were scattered in Arabia, a call to come back to the path of God, the way of God, the friendship of God, that they may do that which pleases Allah and be blessed. Noah is mentioned. Lot is mentioned. Moses is mentioned. And there's a few others you may not have heard of. Salih, Hud, and Shu'ab are mentioned in the Holy Quran. But it's interesting because these prophets, it isn't just them exclusively who Almighty God Allah comes and chooses and saves. For when we read of the history after the prophet has given his guidance and warning to the rulers and the people that they have a time in which they must decide if they will obey or not, then the consequence of disobedience comes. And it tells us over and over again in the Holy Quran, not just that Allah saved his prophet or messenger who he sent, but he saves those who were with him. Allah comes not just to save and select one individual, but that individual is a vehicle, an instrument, an extension of God's love, mercy, and friendship to a people that he desires to save and befriend. And as I read these histories in the Holy Quran, it's interesting because some of the major stories or narratives, histories that we read of in the Bible and Quran, they take place in what are called valleys. Noah building an ark. And the Holy Quran says that at a certain point, water rushed into the valley where he had built an ark. The people mocked him building an ark on dry land, but he was given an instruction and he wanted the favor of Allah, to be the friend of Allah. So he did as he was instructed, and the Holy Quran tells us that when the waters came, it washed away those who rejected, except Noah and those of his people with him. We read of Moses. He gets his call to prophethood in a valley called the Sacred Valley of Tua in the Holy Quran. Did you know that Mecca is a valley? It seems that God is always working in the low places. God sees the people at our lowest, and he doesn't just look at us and leave us there. He does something for us. So as I was studying these histories, I saw something, and I did a little bit of research on what exactly a valley is. And it's described, according to scientists, as an elongate depression of the Earth's surface, usually between ranges of hills or mountains. Valleys are, according to one scientist, depressed areas of land, scoured and washed out by the conspiring forces of gravity, water, and ice. I looked at that word, conspiring forces. To conspire means one or more, or a group of two or more working together towards an end. He's saying that there are forces that bring into existence a valley. And he calls and names these gravity, water, and ice. A valley is also defined, according to the dictionary, as a low point or condition, a hollow or depression. Today, with a worldwide pandemic, with distress and disturbances in every part of the globe, with unusual weather, all the loss, all the stress, all the upheaval, it is not by coincidence that the levels of depression are rising and the mental health of the people is in the news today. Whether it's star athletes, whether it's actors and actresses, or whether it's just our Facebook friends and Instagram followers, we see trouble not only on the horizon or at a distance, but we see trouble up close and personal every day, and we see depression. Depression, not the physical depression on the earth's surface, but the depression that is defined as a state of feeling sad, a low spirit. In economics, a depression is a period of low general economic activity marked especially by rising levels of unemployment. Are we in a depression? But it is also a mood disorder that is marked by varying degrees of sadness, despair, and loneliness. And that is typically accompanied by inactivity, guilt, loss of concentration, social withdrawal, sleep disturbances, and sometimes suicidal tendencies. I'm saying that because we are seeing the rates of depression and suicide rise, not only in America, but across the planet, and in particular amongst young women and girls. I was given some statistics that showed that people have been saying that, of course, because people have been sheltering in place and we can't go out and do the things we normally do, that there is a lull and depression increasing amongst the people, and they were particularly troubled by it and how it would affect young people with them not being able to go to school and socialize as many believe should be what is called normal. But I was given some statistics that showed that, yes, depression and suicide rates are up during the pandemic, but do you know in particular when they increased? Not at the start of the pandemic, though there was a gradual increase, but the spike in depression and suicidal attempts increased when the schools opened back up. Why? If there's a need for socialization, if there's a need for people to be together with one another, what is present in the society that once the people were brought, and the youth in particular, were brought back together, those rates increased? It is because it is difficult to deal with bullying. It is difficult to deal with loss of your parents' job, maybe the loss of their home, when you don't have a friend in the classroom with you. When you don't have someone you can rely on, someone who will support you, someone who will say, oh, don't worry about that, I got your back. Our youth and our people feel loneliness, despair, sadness. They are not necessarily connected to anything which gives them hope or guidance on how to deal with the circumstances of the unique time of trouble in which we live. Here we are, brothers and sisters, loss all around you, people in the streets causing disorder, causing and raising their voice for change. They want better, but who is listening? And of those who listen, who has it in their heart to give them better? We're here in the valley of the shadow of death, and we're also in a valley of decision. What are we going to do? Who are we going to listen to? Is there a friend, someone to come and show us the way? Allah, our true friend, our best friend, he is consistent. Allah doesn't just love the prophet or messenger or servant that he sends or raises amongst the people, but it is out of his love for the people that he sends and has raised them to begin with. So if we are looking for a solution, if we're looking for who to trust, if we're in conflict, if we're in despair, if we feel lonely, have we gone to Almighty God, Allah? He is sufficient as a friend and sufficient as a helper. The 40th Psalm of the Bible gives us, in a snapshot, if you will, the love and friendship of God for a people who suffer. The 40th Psalm reads, comfort ye my people, says your God. Speak with comfort to Jerusalem and cry, appeal unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Here God is preparing someone to do a work of comforting a people. Well, if his focus, he says it twice, comfort, comfort my people. He's looking at the condition of someone he loves, and as a true friend, a real friend, he doesn't just see you and I suffering. He sees the suffering and it troubles him. So he sends not only a word, but a word clothed in flesh to give to humanity what it needs. To end the conflict, to raise us up out of the condition of depression, to give us not just hope, but to give us a word of truth that we can pull ourselves up on and be exalted and lifted. He works in the valleys. The 37th chapter of the Bible in the book of Ezekiel. In the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, pardon me, in the Bible, we read that a son of man is put where? In a valley. And it's a valley full of dry bones. They're in such bad condition that the dry bones start saying that we are cut off from one another. We're cut off from each other. And they're in such poor condition that the son of man is asked, can these bones in this valley, can they live? Well, God knew the answer to the question. He was seeing if the Son of Man that was sent down into the valley could feel what he felt. Did he have not only the longing to feel the suffering of the people and connect with it, but not just to connect and have a pity party and wallow with them, but do you have it in your heart to see them changed and transformed from the condition that they're in? What a friend we have in Allah God, who came to us in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad. He came by himself, Master Fahd Muhammad, in the midst of what is known in history as the Great Depression. Look at how Allah works. He's constant. He's consistent. And look at where he comes to. He travels the earth, but he makes himself known and begins to do a work in a place they refer to as Black Bottom. But it's an area in Detroit that overlaps with a place called Paradise Valley. Almighty God Allah, in the midst of the Great Depression, depression, goes to the black bottom, Paradise Valley. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that Master Fahd Muhammad was only amongst us 3 years and 4 or 5 months. He said he came to us from the holy city of Mecca in Arabia. Master Fahd Muhammad came to Detroit to a place called Black Bottom where the people lived in the deep ghetto. He started teaching there, going door to door like an ordinary salesman. This is what is meant in the scripture, says the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that he made himself of no reputation and became obedient even unto death. Master Fahd Muhammad came amongst us and he taught us actual facts. That which is actual means it exists. It's fact or real. A fact is that which actually exists. It is reality. It is the truth. This is true friendship. We really have not known what a friend looks like nor what true friendship is. We've only known liars and deceivers and those who do a good act, but their motive is not to win our friendship. Their motive is to deceive us and trick us so they may use us as a slave. But Allah, our best friend, Allah, the true friend, Allah, the best knower, he comes and gives us what we need that we didn't even know we were looking for. Master Fahd Muhammad began to tell us about the distance of the planets and the life that is on the planets. He taught Elijah Muhammad, says the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who was from the cotton fields of Georgia and who only went to the fourth grade of school. But if you compare what Master Fahd Muhammad said in 1930 with the dimensions that the scholars have given, every year they have gotten closer and closer until now their computations are similar with Master Fahd Muhammad's. He is the man who taught Elijah Muhammad and came to raise us up from a dead level and make us rulers over those who once ruled us, not by guns and sticks, but by giving us a superior knowledge. What a friend. He didn't come to arm us with carnal weapons. He didn't come to deceive us out of money we didn't have in the midst of a Great Depression. He came like a real friend to give us what we didn't even know we needed. When Master Fahd Muhammad came and the authorities arrested him in Detroit for teaching us the knowledge of ourselves, he submitted. He didn't have to go to jail, said the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That is why the book of Habakkuk teaches he had thorns coming out of his hands and there was the hiding of his power. The book of Malachi teaches he became obedient even unto death. Death here means the white man because he represents death. And we live in the very shadow of death under his rule. We don't know what a friend looks like. We think a friend is just to come and to pat us on the back and give us a fluffy feeling, an artificial high. But what we've never had is real friendship from the real source of friendship and love, Almighty God, Allah, until he came himself in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad and made a friend like himself for us in the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now their friend has been given to us in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. On page 427 of the wonderful book put together and written in part in a collection of interviews really, with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan by Brother Jibril Muhammad entitled Closing the Gap. On page 427 of this book, he asks the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan what friendship is. And in part, the minister's answer is as follows. To understand friendship, one must understand how Jesus lays down the true meaning of friendship in the words that he taught in the life that he lived and the things that he did that proved that he, as the representative of God, was and is a true friend and represents the true friendship of Allah God. So Jesus, in this way, sets the standard by which we measure friendship. He continues, many of us are associates. Many of us have some degree of camaraderie, but a friend is far different. To study the life of the man in the New Testament that is called Jesus the Christ, we learn that friendship starts with the willingness to sacrifice yourself to do something of value for someone whom you love. To study, to prepare oneself to deliver another is a supreme act of sacrifice and friendship. How many of us have ever considered this as a standard of friendship? That someone would be willing not only to sacrifice, but to prepare to be our friend. How many of us feel that that friend prepared all their life to be my friend? That friend went and studied to be my friend so that they could give me in a time of want, in a time of trouble, in a time of need. They could suffice what I needed, which I didn't even know that I needed for myself. This is friendship and love on a level that this world cannot offer to you and I. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that Master Fahd Muhammad studied 42 years of his life to prepare himself to come to deliver a people that didn't know him, didn't want to know him, didn't really care. Could you imagine preparing yourself for somebody who doesn't even know you, doesn't want to know you, and doesn't even really care? What level of friendship and love is that? How do you measure that? You and I may not know what we need, but the friend, the one who really loves us, cares about us, they know what we need. He, Master Fahd Muhammad, cared enough to sacrifice his life to create a bond of friendship with a people who were friendless. He came to North America by himself. That's to tell us that a true friend is not looking necessarily for company to do something good for someone that he loves. He says in the book of Isaiah, there was none to uphold him, so his own right arm, it upheld him. So within himself, he summoned the strength and the power necessary to show his friendship by delivering a people who needed to be delivered. He comes by himself and is not concerned about the environment that his friend or his people are in. He settles himself in the same environment and begins the arduous task of teaching and preparing one and making an example of friendship for that one, that he might make an example of friendship for us all. We thank Allah, our friend, for coming and being a friend when we didn't even know we needed a friend and had no friends. And he didn't just come and find us, but he chose one from amongst us, poured himself into him, and made him a friend for you and I. It isn't just that Almighty God, Allah, befriends and chooses an individual out of a people, but he chooses that individual as a means to access and befriend and raise up all of the people that he's chosen from. He's chosen, and he becomes the friend of God because he obeys the instruction of God. How is one chosen? God doesn't choose, Almighty God, Allah doesn't choose based on the degrees that we get from this world or the money in our bank account. He chooses based on the proper attitude and heart. The love of the one he chooses must be after the heart of God. But God doesn't just come to save an individual. He comes to save all of his people through that one individual. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is indeed a true friend of the black man and woman of America, the darker people, and the oppressed, and those who seek righteousness of the world. His message is as relevant today as it was when he was physically amongst us. That beautiful man, he worked, he suffered, he studied and constantly prayed for our rise. He sacrificed, says the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, his own personal life and devoted 44 years to the rise of our people. He single-handedly, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, with tenaciousness of will and singleness of purpose. See, we're looking at a human being, not conflicted, not with opposing needs, drives, or wishes, or internal demands. He had a singularity of purpose. And he turned the language of America from the use of the word Negro, which means something dead, lifeless, or hard, into seeing ourselves as black people, members of the Aboriginal nation of the earth. He turned our hearts toward Africa and our brothers and sisters in the isles of the Pacific, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. His wisdom showed us the connection between the Native Americans and their membership in the Aboriginal nation of the earth. He, more than any religious leader, is responsible for causing us to refer to one another as brothers and sisters. What a man! But it's a man after the heart of God. His love is reflective of the love of God. His spirit is reflective of the spirit of Almighty God Allah, who came in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad. Look at the beautiful human being that he raised up for us in the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This human being, so precious and valuable, taught by God. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said to us that when Master Fahd Muhammad would write letters to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he would always say, in closing the letter from Master Fahd Muhammad, he would sign his letters in this way or something similar: best wishes to you, sometimes your family, the laborers. But he'd always mention the whole 17 million. His concern was with the masses of our people, and the individual was only valuable if that individual could help him, Master Fahd Muhammad, to get his people. So if we want to be valuable in the sight of God, we must know that he's concerned with the masses of our people, the suffering of our people, and we can win his friendship if we do as he instructs us to. What must we do to be the friend of God and have his perfect friendship? The fourth chapter of the Holy Quran, in the 125th verse, says, "Who is better in religion than he who submits himself entirely to Allah while doing good to others and follows the faith of Abraham?" Here we come back to Abraham again, the upright one. "And Allah took Abraham for a friend. Wouldn't you want to be in similar standing, in the same type of position and in the shoes of Abraham, that we could be called a friend of God? The word that is translated here in the Holy Quran as friend in this surah is the word khalil. It means intimate friend, special, dearest, most sincere friend who has no rival in the love and reliance placed upon him and is without disorder and defect. Wow. It is that friendship or love which penetrates the heart and takes root in it. A true friend, not superficial. It's the friendship that penetrates and looks past our faults and looks within and doesn't just see the need, but it fulfills and gives us that which will heal and suffice what is needed. It continues in the sixth chapter of the Holy Quran, starting in the 125th verse, speaking of what and how to make ourselves into friends with Allah, how to be accepted by Him as a friend. It says that whomever Allah intends to guide, He expands His breast for Islam, and whomsoever He intends to leave in error, He makes His breast straight and narrow as though He were ascending upwards. Thus does Allah lay uncleanness on those who believe not. And this is the path of thy Lord, a straight path. Indeed, we have made the messengers clear for a people who mind. Theirs is the abode of peace with their Lord. And He, Allah, is their friend. Listen to the reason. Because of what they do. Allah measures our friendship to Him based on our actions, not our clapping, not our bearing of witness, not necessarily how much we put in a receptacle for charity. Although those are all good things, that we go to prayer, that we pay in charity, that we do things which are noble and good, but what are we really doing? What is our motive? What did Abraham do to become the favor and friend, to win the favor and become the friend of Almighty God Allah? He submitted. What did Noah do? He submitted. What did Moses and Aaron do? What did Jesus do? What did Muhammad do? They all submit. And those with them who submitted, they were befriended by Allah, guided by Allah, and triumphed over their enemies. The Holy Quran in the third surah, the 68th verse says, the nearest of people to Abraham are surely those who follow him and their prophet and those who believe. And Allah is the friend of the believers. Allah is consistent. That's a friend. You can count on him. He isn't one way today and another way tomorrow. You don't have to guess with a friend. You have security and assuredness with a friend. Allah's consistent. That's a friend. You can count on him. He's our best friend. And he changes not his pattern or his way. He works in valleys, whether physical or emotional and psychological. He goes down where the people are suffering and he gives us what we need. And he does things in a way so that we will recognize him and his constancy and not have to wonder, is this from God or is it not? We can rely on him because his pattern is constant. His way is constant. His word is true. We just have to see past the deceivers. According to the Holy Quran, in the valley of Mecca, Allah takes Muhammad on a night journey from that valley. And according to the 17th chapter of the Holy Quran, it says, glory to him, Allah, who carried his servant by night from the sacred mosque to the remote mosque, whose precincts we bless, that we might show him of our signs. Surely he is the hearing, the seeing. Allah does things that sometimes we can't understand. He chooses people, and when he befriends them, he puts them in circumstances, and they have experiences unique to them. Out of his love and friendship for the people that he chooses and selects, Prophet Muhammad was such a man, and he had an experience being taken by night from one location in Mecca to another in what is called Jerusalem, that we might show him of our signs. Surely he is the hearing, the seeing. And the very next verse says, and we gave Moses the book and made it a guidance to the children of Israel. That's interesting. It starts with Muhammad in a valley, and then it mentions Moses in the very next verse. And it was given to him guidance. But Moses first receives his calling according to the Holy Quran in the holy valley Tua. In the 79th chapter of the Holy Quran, in the 15 and 16 verses, this is mentioned. He was with some companions and saw what is described as a fire in the 20th surah, the 9th through 13th verses. He describes a fire, and he went to find guidance from the fire. Now, Moses was not a crazy man. Moses didn't think a physical fire could give him guidance. This is symbolic of something else. And it was there when he gets to the fire at the sacred valley, the holy valley Tua, that Allah says to him, I have chosen thee, so listen to what is revealed. He chooses some for the benefit of others, but he gives the few a experience and then sends him back with guidance, with revelation, and then that human being becomes the discrimination between those who will follow and accept the friendship of God and those who will reject it. Allah is consistent. On the night of September the 17th, 1985, in a sacred valley, in the city of Tepoztlan in Mexico, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had an experience where he's taken on a night journey like Prophet Muhammad from one location to another. There in Tepoztlan, in that sacred valley, there is a mountain on top of which is the ruins to a temple dedicated to Quetzalcoatl, who's the messianic figure of the people of what is called Central and South America. He's there with some of his companions, like Moses. He sees what is called a light or a UFO, an unidentified flying object, appear on the side of the mountain, and is taken aboard that wheel to get guidance from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on what is called the Mother Wheel, which is a human-built planet a half mile by a half mile. We're not going to get into that today, but go back and listen to the last 3 weeks of lectures from student minister Ishmael Muhammad, where he's speaking of this wheel, its power, its construction, and its purpose, and its relationship to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and you and I. I'm raising it up to show us he's taken to that place, and there he hears the voice of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it's revealed to him that the president has planned a war. We didn't know, he didn't know about those plans. We could not fathom the depths of the enemy's plots and schemes to plan a war against poor, suffering people. But we have a friend who is the best knower, the best of planners. Allah and his Christ. They gave guidance. They gave instructions to their servant to warn the president, to warn the people, for their plan was to hurt the people that Allah God had taken as a friend. What kind of friend has Allah made for us in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan? Following in the pattern, in the footsteps of those great and noble human beings before him, who were not afraid of any censure of a censurer, who didn't care about the culture canceling them, shutting down social media accounts, banning them from entering precincts of countries or territories. It was more important to accept and follow the instruction of God and be the friend of God and be the successful than it was to gain any favor from those who mock, who ridicule, and who ultimately seek to counter God's choice and selection and raising and restoring of a people that he has called his own. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's love, discipline, and obedience allow him to be a vessel and instrument through whom Allah can lead us and guide us. He's fashioned by Allah, made by his own two hands for you and me. A man whom the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad described as having no equal. Yet Farrakhan is because you and I are. What do I mean? It is out of our condition, longing, and suffering that Allah came himself. It was our condition that brought Allah out of his hiding place. It was our condition that allowed him to come and find one that he could make into a friend for you and I. It's our longing and suffering out of which is born a human being to fulfill the needs of our people. We may marvel at the greatness of these men, past, present, and even future. But because it's easy to see their value, thousands come to hear them, millions respond to their word. We read of the great works that they did in history. It's easy to see their value. It's almost a given. We accept that Allah has befriended them. Allah has chosen them. Allah will help them. But what about you and me? It's about our value, our salvation. This is what makes the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan so precious. Because through him, Allah and his Christ will get all of their people. This is the special favor and blessing to you and I today. A man through whom we are given access to salvation. An extended hand calling us to the friendship of Allah. He will get us over, across safely, if we follow him. As we close, Jesus says, 15th chapter of John, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Jesus is setting up himself as a standard and example to measure our actions and love by. Then he says to those with him, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then he makes this statement, "You are my friends if," there's a condition. He doesn't say, if you call on my name. He didn't say that's the way to salvation. He didn't say to accept me as your personal Lord and Savior. He didn't say that we had to do a certain amount of prayers. He didn't say we had to give a certain amount of charity. He said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. That's tough right there. Whatever I ask you to do. If you want my friendship, says the standard, the criterion. Do what I say in layman's terms. We can claim love. We can claim we care. But you know, people used to say no one knows or no one cares how much you know till they know you care and know how much you care. How do you know that a friend values you as a friend? Because when you ask for counsel and they take time to meet with you, to talk with you, to offer from themselves, painful as it may be, the truth that they feel as a real friend, you must accept and receive. How hurtful is it then to reject the guidance after we ask for it? How hurtful is it to ask God for a deliverer, a savior, a helper, a friend, and when he gives him to us, we mock him? We turn our backs on him. We treat him as a beautiful song or some kind of entertainer to be a fan of in a strictly external way. We put on the jersey of our favorite team. We start sounding and using the language of the person we admire. But are we heeding the counsel that isn't from the individual? It's from our friend, Allah God. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. That means follow the instructions. But what does it mean to follow? Dictionary says it means to go, proceed, or come after. It means to be or act in accordance with, to accept as authority. Obey. What did Muhammad do? He obeyed. What did Jesus do? He obeyed. What did Moses, Abraham, Lot? They all obeyed. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan are in the world, and their immeasurable value is because Allah God is after every single one of us. He has come down to the valley after hearing our moaning and our groaning to see if the cry was altogether what he had heard. And when he saw that it was, he as a friend, a true friend, a real friend, couldn't go and leave us as we were. He had to prepare one to help us, to heal us. He came right in among the dry bones. He comes to get us all to the worst one, the one you can't stand, the one I can't stand. That one that just gets on my nerves. I wish they would just stop. The one that we said, they're too toxic for me. I'm cutting them off. I have to protect my spirit from them. Yet Allah has not yet cut us off yet. He's after the one that you and I hate. That's who he's after. The one we want to condemn. The one we want to put in prison. The one we want to put in the cemetery. Allah has come for them all. And he loves the despised and the rejected so much so till he's willing, according to John 3:16, give his only son that whomsoever should believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. What a friend. Could you imagine having a friend who isn't just willing to sacrifice themselves, but they are willing to sacrifice their loved one, their son, their children, their family, their life for you and I? What a friend This is what Allah is after. He doesn't wish to punish us. He came to deliver us, to give us life and save us. So in the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel, the same one who was taken down into the valley of dry bones, we hear these words written, or we see these words written. It says, Son of man, give the people of Israel this message. You're saying, this is the people, children of Israel, the people of Israel speaking, our sins are heavy upon us. We are wasting away. How can we survive? Isn't that the question today? COVID, job lost, turmoil, social unrest. How can we survive? And the response is this: as surely as I live, says the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. Wow. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. Turn, it says. Turn from your wickedness, O people of Israel. Why should you die? This is the great mercy and blessing coming to us from Allah in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad, through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. A clear delivery of divine guidance, a call to atonement and repentance. But we are in the valley of decision. We must decide, will we submit? Will we follow? Will we accept the offer of Almighty God Allah's friendship? What better friend and invitation could we ask for? What a friend we have in Allah, His Christ, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He finds us broken and makes us whole. He finds us depressed and lifts us up. He comes and guides us when we are lost, strengthens us when we are afraid. He wipes away our tears and pours oil in our wounds. He comforts and consoles. He gives us good counsel. He tells us the truth. He is giving His life for you and I, that we might have life and have it more abundantly, that we might know the truth and be free, that we may be guided aright and be successful, that we may know Satan and reject Satan in all of his ways. Allah is the friend of those who believe. He brings them out of darkness into light. We are inviting you to the light of true friendship and guidance. And Allah knows best your enemies. And Allah is sufficient as a friend. And Allah is sufficient as a helper. Accept the invitation of friendship from Allah. May Allah bless you, dear brothers and sisters, as I greet you in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Please welcome back to the rostrum student minister Jeffrey Muhammad.
Brothers and sisters, all we can say is all praises are due to Allah. Such a beautiful and wonderful message today from student minister Abel Muhammad. And no matter where you are, at home, in your car, let's put our hands together for such a beautiful message from our brother. As he ended, those that are listening, you heard a word today that moved your spirit, it moved your heart, and maybe it put you in the valid decision. But we're inviting you now to accept your own and be yourself. We're extending this offer to join and become a part of the Nation of Islam. And those that are listening and watching for your first time, we believe that what you have heard to be good, to be true. And if you believe that, then accept the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And those that are watching around the world, accept the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad right now on your computer, you can send us a message saying, I'd like to join. I'd like to be a part of the Nation of Islam. Send us your name. Send us your information that we can communicate with you, that you can begin on your journey of being a part of the Nation of Islam. And once again, we thank everyone that are listening for being with us. Now, Minister Abel, he did his part. And now we have an opportunity to show our gratitude to Allah for blessing us to hear such a timely word. We're asking now that everyone that is watching, that can hear, to give to the ministry of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We call it in Arabic zakat. In most religions, it's called charity. In the Holy Quran, it says, be steadfast in prayer and in charity. Whatever you send forth for your souls before you, you shall find it with Allah. And it also says in the Holy Quran that you will never attain to piety until you spend out of whatever you hold dear. And whatever you may spend on anything, Allah indeed knows it. He has blessed all of us with something. Let us give to help this ministry of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Let us give that we can grow to build hospitals that we trust, schools that we have confidence in, businesses, build our own home, build our own systems. It is time that we invest in ourselves, and we believe that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the one true bank that we can put our trust and confidence in. So you can also, on your computer, you can push that button and give in charity to help this ministry of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And we thank each and every person that whatever you have given, may Allah bless you. And for those that did not have anything to give, go share word of what you heard today. Go tell somebody the good news that you heard today from the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And for those, when you finish with this and you just haven't heard enough, we have 24 hours all day that you can go to storefinalcall.com and you can order the books, tapes, videos of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan from the very sources that Student Minister Abel quoted today, from Message to the Black Man, The Fall of America, Our Savior Has Arrived, and How to Eat to Live, Book 1 and Book 2, and the multitude of tapes that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has delivered around this world. You can stock your personal library that you can always stay in connection with the divine words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You can go right now. And also, we want everyone to get a copy. You can get the digital edition, or you can find the FOI in the street selling the Final Call newspaper. We want you right now to subscribe to the Final Call Digital Edition today. You can go right now to finalcalldigital.com and get the only all-black published newspaper right here in America. Go get your Final Call newspaper. And after getting your Final Call newspaper, versus listening to all the other radio stations, you can hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan 24 hours a day. By tuning in to finalcall.com, you can listen to Final Call Radio. By tuning in to finalcall.com 24 hours a day, you can hear the divine words, the divine teachings and guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And we invite also, right after dinner, we want everyone to purchase. And we also now we deliver nationwide our Supreme Bean Pie. You can order that bean pie at www.thesupremebeanpie.com. Order yours as soon as we finish prayer. Order your Supreme Bean Pie right now. We thank you all so very much, and we invite each and every person. We have our online classes. You can join us each and every week, Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., and Fridays at 7:30 p.m. local, where you can continue to receive the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And as we close our prayer, it says in Surah 2 that Allah loves those who turn to Him in prayer. Brothers and sisters, please join me and please stand as we close our meeting in prayer. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Master of this day of judgment in which we now live. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. O Allah, guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors, not the path of those upon whom thy wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray after hearing thy teachings. Amen.
Now you can get the same uncompromising truth you've come to expect from the Final Call newspaper on all your connected devices. Subscribe to the Final Call Digital Edition today. Go to subscribe.finalcalldigital.com.
Greetings, dear listeners. We have been blessed by Almighty God Allah over the 90 years of our work in the Nation of Islam and lifting our people up from the miserable condition in which we find ourselves. We ask your support of our effort, and we hope that you will be generous and make a contribution to the work of the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan by clicking the button below or go to noi.org/donate. We thank you in advance for your support. May Allah God continue to bless you and your families. Assalamu alaikum.